Finding God in Unexpected Places by Philip Yancey. Introduction. I began my career back in 1971 as a magazine journalist. Every month I would write 4 or 5 articles on a wide variety of topics. I liked the quick pace, the vicarious thrill of leeching other lives more exciting than mine, and the sense of guilt-free writing. Magazines usually get thrown away, so if I wrote something boring or stupid one month, I could try to improve on it the next. The process of writing books required some adjustments. I had to be more careful because a book can stay in print a long time. If I made a factual error or took a controversial position, I might still be hearing about it a decade later. I also had to learn to adjust my attention span. I read somewhere that in the early days of the Alaska Highway, tractor-trailer trucks would make deep ruts in the gravel as they carried construction equipment to boom towns up north. Someone posted this sign at the beginning of the road: "Choose your rut carefully. You'll be in it for the next 200 miles. It takes me between 1 and 2 years to write a book, and if I don't choose carefully, that time period may well seem like an endless rut. Perhaps because I've never outgrown the journalism instinct, I intersperse my book projects with travel and articles. For 20 years, I have written a column on the back page of Christianity Today magazine, and I've made it a habit not to think about that column until the deadline day arrives. For one day a month, at least, I can keep a little spontaneity in my writing life. The next day, I rejoin the rut. This book is a bit of a hybrid, because in it I have pulled together spontaneous pieces, added others, and rework them into something that I hope takes shape as a book. I can look back over the past year's work and see the topics and trends that have caught my attention as a writer and observer. I have watched